Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today the topic is focus. Stop doing so much shit.
Yeah, and it was funny. It's like Eric and I were thinking, you know, should you do another project? We actually get this asked quite often. And the real answer that comes down to it is no, just focus. If you're in a big enough market, why would you do too much crap? I learned this from a guy named Brian Lee, who created LegalZoom, Shoedazzle with Kim Kardashian, then Honest Company with Jessica Alba. And he taught me a very interesting lesson. And the lesson was have laser focus. Keep focusing on your main business as long as you can grow it, especially if you're in a big enough TAM. TAM stands for total addressable market. And then once it starts flatlining, then consider adding new products, new revenue items, line items, expansion, whatever it may be. But focus is the key to winning.
Yeah, I think a really practical way to think about this, let's say you're starting out in the agency coaching program that we have. Yesterday, we were talking about this. And so people are like, oh yeah, you know, when's the right time to start this new service line and then add these products? I want to do this. I want to work with different niches. And my key thing, I think, when starting out, let's say you're building a agency type of business is, or consulting, freelancing, whatever, try to get something that will cover your cost, $100,000 to $200,000 a year, at least in the United States. If you get more than that, great. I think that's all icing on the cake. The key thing is you want to have something that will, you know, cover you where you can take shots. Let's say you're not... Here's the other caveat. Let's say you're not passionate about doing an agency type of business. Well, you can use that. You know, you have the skills for it, and then use that money and then help you, you know, cover your costs, and then you can parlay, take more risks, and then you can move on to the next thing. I think it's key to establish yourself before trying to do too many things. And to Neil's point, yeah, you absolutely want to milk something as much as you can. I think the other thing I would say, because I actually had my executive coach yesterday, we're actually looking through my 360 reviews on what people are saying, right? And one person said, this is actually really good. One person was like, man, it would just be really good for Eric to, you know, just bring on leaders for each of these projects. And then he just focuses on the high level. That is an option as well. You can definitely do that. If you are fortunate enough to reach that level of, then yes, absolutely. You could go work on different things. If you think you're not the type to be able to focus, you think you're a starter, then you should get someone that can do a better job than you. Because I know a lot of people that do that. So that's the other argument to that. I don't know what your thoughts are on that, Neil.
Yeah, no, that's true too. Did you ever see that? It was a biography on Warren Buffett or something like that when him and Bill Gates met and they wrote down a piece of paper. What was the key to your success? They both said focus.
Yeah. But if you look at them, by the way, Warren Buffett's a good example. Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, they do not try to get into the weeds on all their businesses, right? They just have, I think,
Deals.
Yeah, they just do deals. That's all they focus on, right? And that's a good thing. Because if you think about it, Neil, you don't get involved in the day-to-day on your businesses for the most part. Maybe sometimes you'll help, right? It's a higher level type of thing now. And I'm not so much involved in the day-to-day either. So it's different now.
Yep. But if you need help growing your business, check out marketingschool.io/live and make sure you fill out your information. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.